Top five that are alive, and that's just off of one LP. Jada Kiss, top five that are alive, that a hip hop album review. First time we're doing Jada Kiss, but before we get into the review.
I hate you. Stop. Let the man talk.
I knocked out the intro. That shit was golden. I don't give a fuck. You ain't got to do nothing, goddamn it. You ain't got to do nothing with that. That shit was golden. Fuck what Mike is laughing about.
B's the one who said something. I didn't say shit.
I ain't even say nothing.
That's cool.
Who's the one who said something? Me or B?
I don't know. I have no clue. I was recording the fire intro.
Before we get into the review, make sure you go check out Dead & Hip Hop Patrons page, man. For everybody that is supporting us on a monthly basis, you are going to get reviews quicker. You are going to have influence as to what we review. You're also going to have intimate environments with Dead & Hip Hop, and I don't mean that way. I mean Google Hangouts, so get your mind out the damn gutter. But check out Dead & Sports, man. We do a live show every Tuesday on Blap. We done moved off of Blog Talk Radio. So check out your boys on Dead & Sports every Tuesday. Me, BZ, Ken, and the homie 12, Kyle. Also check out Mike C-Town's channel. Also check out BZ430's channel. And make sure you follow everybody on social media. Just Google Modest Media and go support everything. IamModestMedia.com.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Go follow this motherfucker on social media too. He needs some love, man. He need to get his numbers up over here. He complaining and shit.
You gotta hate about him.
I'm just saying, motherfucker. So, Jada Kiss, top five dead or alive. If you want to support Jada Kiss, go ahead and use the link in the description below to download it off of iTunes. I think on Dead & Hip Hop, I'm pretty sure I am the biggest Lox and Jada Kiss fan out the group, hands down. Years ago, before like downloading music was like super, super big, I didn't know how to get my hands on music like that. I would always ask him, and I would always ask him, hey man, Lox drop anything? Jada Kiss got anything that I don't have? And he's like, man, get out of here with them, man. They ain't got nothing. He didn't want to show me, man. He was stingy as hell. He didn't want to show me. Like, you got to figure it out. Like, damn, nigga, you got everything you can. I really did not know what to expect because I listened to, you know, all of their mixtapes and stuff that they dropped. So I know that they've been going over newer production and stuff like that. But I really didn't know based off of the title of the album. He got the title off of Made You Look remix with Nas and Ludacris when he said top five dead or alive, and that's just off of one LP. So that's where he came up with the concept of this. And I have to say, my first couple listens, I was pretty disappointed. But the more and more I listened to it, the more and more this project really grew on me because I started to enjoy Jada Kiss more and more on this project. Like the song You Can See with Future, I love Jada's verses. I don't like Future on there and Jada together because I felt like if Future would have took this song and did what he was doing on that hook and made a whole song, it would have been dope. And I like how Jada sounds on it, but them together, I don't like it. And especially because that hook sounds disjointed to me. He's like, one, one, two, two. And he's counting. I'm like, it should just start off top five DOA. Like, it should just go into that. And that's why I didn't like that song. And then, you know, obviously everybody's featuring Diddy and they just letting Diddy talk on the track. I was kind of felt like I liked him a little bit better on Game's joint when he did that. But those were my two biggest gripes. And like I said, after I started listening to this more and more, that definitely faded into the background. Cause my favorite track was, I think it was one of the first singles, Ain't Nothing New, featuring Ne-Yo and Nipsey. That beat is the prototypical beat that Jada sounds excellent on. Ne-Yo comes and brings that Ne-Yo soul vibe to it, so he smooths it out. And then you got two raspy rappers with Nipsey and Jada. And then the way that Nipsey was flowing on that, how he kind of started like a second behind, he kind of let like the beat be part of his verse. I really fucked with that. I really loved that track. The joint that he did with Swizz Beatz Jason, another super dope hard track. Like, that's the shit that I want Jada Kiss on. Synergy with Styles P. So glad that they did like a We Gon' Make It almost part two, because did they sample that? Was that the horns and stuff that was broken down in that beat?
Just Blaze.
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad that he did that. So Jada didn't necessarily stray too far away from what he does. And if you know, in the early 2000s, if you follow Jada Kiss's career, he was one of the first New York rappers to really start rapping on these down south big boomy beats. And he sounded excellent then, and he still sounds great on it now. So this project, man, I really fuck with it. Rain with Nas, The Realist with Young Buck and Sheek. The one with Future grew on me. I still don't like how it's disjointed with that hook. I don't like that, but I love Jada's verses, and I like Future by himself on that. Critical with Jeezy's another hard one. I don't know if it like lived up to him kind of making a claim for a top five Dead or Alive. It was a good project, but it wasn't like a classic or something like that that you can really be like, okay, well, maybe we gotta consider him. But great fucking project, man. I fuck with it.
If somebody had Jadakiss in their top five, you know, I don't think I would be mad. I think it comes down to, of course, you know, personal choices, but I can understand why, you know, they would have him in his top five. I mean, the dude can rap his ass off. It's just these projects, man, these albums, at least this particular album, I did not like at all. Like, halfway through this, I was like, I was so disappointed. I didn't expect much, you know, but I didn't think it would be like this, you know, and it was a struggle, honestly, for me to even get through this the second and third time. It did not change my thoughts at all. You know, I'm looking at this thing, man, and I'm looking at, you know, the first thing I do, okay, top five Dead or Alive, okay, Puff Daddy, Future, Swiss Beats, Lil Wayne, oh, Styles P, cool, we can roll with that. Wiz Khalifa, like, looking at the features, that worried me. Like, one song I do like on here was Rain with Nas. I do like that one. And I was even cool with Realest in the Game. I didn't like the hook. I thought the hook was absolutely terrible. But I do like, you know, their energy on it. I like the way they rapped on it and everything like that. But that was pretty much it, man. Like, the rest of these songs really sounded to me like he was really going for that commercial mainstream type of sound. It sounded like such a reach for me. It didn't sound like he, you know, he meshed well with the beats that he picked. I thought the features didn't place well on here at all. And I didn't like the songs. I thought the songs were lackluster.
So did you like it or?
Right, you ain't shit.
No, man, and it's painful because I love Jadakiss as a rapper. And I'm not criticizing Jadakiss as a rapper at all. I'm just talking about this particular project. This project did not live up to Jadakiss for me.
Did you like the way Jada was rhyming, or you just didn't?
Jada's fine. Like, with the intro, the first 48, the way it came in, I was like, okay, you know, this is gonna be all right. Shop Talk was, you know, all right. But then he went into everything else, and it just kind of went downhill for me. It didn't really pick up again until the Nas joint.
Damn, Jason.
You Full Offenders with Akon was pretty dope. That was a nostalgic Akon.
Which was part of the problem.
What? Yeah, ain't nobody trying to hear no.
Yeah. I feel you, but he didn't sound bad.
Lil Wayne, The Kill.
I was okay with it. I didn't mention it, right? For a reason. It was cool. I fuck with you.
No, I did like Synergy. Yeah, I was saying I did like Synergy. Yeah.
Critical was dope with Jeezy.
Yeah, it was here with Critical.
Yeah, I don't know what you do. How you feel about the Aha skit? I thought that shit was kind of hilarious. I didn't get it the first time.
I didn't think it was funny.
he had the mad rapper pretend that he was Aha. Okay. And he was like, never Stephen A. Exactly. Okay. I didn't get it the first like two times. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
I knew as soon as he went on First Take, Jada, this probably wasn't.
Yeah. What? I could be tripping a little bit, Kenny.
Here you go.
You know, Jadakiss, I've always, you know, thought Jadakiss was dope on the mic. Kind of just going back, kind of like how Mike felt with Fine Tate when he made his first solo. I felt that same way when Jadakiss made this. I was like, this is a Lox album with just Jadakiss. Not even though I still liked his first album, but it was just like. But then his second album, I thought his second album he stepped up. But then his last album, I was just kind of like, oh, he's kind of starting to go through that, trying to go with what's the current sound with this last album. And I still kind of feel, even with the second, I feel with the second half of this album, he kind of went that route. I really like the first half of this album, from like first 48 all the way up to Ain't Nothing New, the Nipsey Hussle joint. And then don't get me wrong, I love Jason, but Swiss Beats, can you please shut the hell up? I love that track, but Swiss just he didn't kill it for me, because I still like the track overall, but just Swiss, please be quiet, man. Like, cause the beat,
Showtime,
right? Like the beat, the production that Swiss did on there was great. It's just I don't need Swiss to be. Like, I just remember him. You don't remember him doing all that?
Oh my God. Everybody know it was him. Yeah. I thought that was part of the beat.
No, that was him.
Hey.
Yeah, that was him. Akon, I ain't care for him, but I thought the beat that he provided gave me like a Dr. Dre-ish type of feel. I like You for Finish. And like I said, throughout this album, Jadakiss, you know, has always been a good MC, you know, in my opinion. I just think after Ain't Nothing New, you know, you got to, with the exception of Critical, I like Critical. That's pretty much really, I didn't really care for the Nas joint that much. It was kind of, I mean, of course, the verses wasn't whack. It was just like, it was kind of a snooze fest for me, for the most part. Just
compare. And I like, he coming with the phrases.
No.
Snooze fest.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that there was, it just, the song didn't do anything for me like how Critical did. Critical was kind of like, oh, they feed each other off well on that track. I thought that was good. But,
So yeah. You're just saying they were too comfortable, Jada and Nas. Too much history there.
Probably. Synergy, like you said, I was gonna say it too. You took rap. That did give me that We Gonna Make It type of feel. I was like, that's easily my favorite track on this album. Synergy. When I got to that, I'm like, oh yes, Man in the Mirror. I love he gave me some introspective tracks and everything. But yeah, for the most part, it was really the second half that is kind of like after that went downhill for me. With the exception of Critical, of the second half of the album, I didn't like the Confetti joint. I didn't like Cutlass. I didn't like the One More Mile to Go, even though he was kind of pouring his heart out on that song, but it wasn't for me. I didn't really care too much for it. But yeah, I just felt like that second half, he was kind of like still trying to make, I guess, the current sound, which, I mean, if he wants to prove that he want to make that kind of sound, yeah, I can still do that. Yeah, but I like the first half Jadakiss sounding type of album for me better.
If Jada would have knocked it down a couple of tracks.
Yeah, V gave me 11 tracks, because it was 10, the first half is 10. Like, ain't nothing new. Which
so like, 10. V gave you like 12 or 13, you'd be a lot higher.
Oh yeah.
Like Ken, I was not expecting much. I like Jadakiss. I didn't think his last album was, it wasn't bad. It just wasn't awesome or anything. And starting this off with the first 48, I was just like, I'm not feeling that track too much. And then to roll that right into a skit, and kind of a long skit, just wasn't a good idea. At the beginning of an album, I was like, But then it got to You Don't Eat, and I was like, here we go. This is that Jada I want to hear. And he, like Jeezy, I feel like Jada has the perfect voice for grimy rap. And he sounds so fucking good. And even if he was spitting like whack shit, I feel like I would still like it, because he sounds so good. He's definitely a dope MC. But on You Don't Eat, even though it was featuring Puff Daddy, I didn't really hear what
he only said at the beginning, and that was it. That was it.
There's no point to throw his name on there. But the beat was nice, and Jada just sounded so ugly. He sounded so ugly. And he has some bars, man. I live by the 10 crack commandments. You earn respect, you demand it. I feel like he can sing the ABCs. It was something. Then it rolled into You Can See. And that beat was nice. Jada was nice. But Future ruined the fucking song for me. Like, I wish someone could make an edit without Future on it. Because I just don't think Future fits for that kind of song. He just doesn't. Jason, I like that song. But I can't remember what album it was where I was like, yeah, the same thing B said. I said, Swiss Beats needs to stop rapping. This solidifies the fact that Swiss Beats should never touch a fucking microphone.
Just
you can ad lib all you want, but bars, no sir. His whole verse was so whack.
And pointless.
So unbelievably whack. So unrealistically whack. It feels like he was trying to make it whack.
On a good song.
On purpose.
On that song was so
on that, and that song was dope. And then here comes Swiss Beats, this Cuban ain't for sale, bitch. And I've been on a boat like a sail, bitch. How did Jay let you write that bullshit?
Right.
Jay should be like, Swiss.
Take him off.
It did roll into Kill. Now, Kill was a dope ass track, and all y'all skipped over that track. That track was nice. That beat was dark. I love that track, but hold on for a second. Hold on, bruh.
Yeah, wait.
Beth,
verse of the album. Wayne, best verse of the album.
Whoa. Wayne came out. Don't start no shit. Won't be no shit. She a cancer. I hit her with that chemo dick.
I damn near tweeted you and me. I was gonna tweet you and me that bullshit.
Man, that shit was so good.
I had to pause it. I was like, yo.
Best rapper alive. Come on, man. Okay, real talk. I really don't think Wayne's verse was bad. I think it's one of the better verses he's put out in a minute. And that shit was hot. She had cancer, hit it with that chemo dick. Make a hair fall out.
Of course. Mike gonna think that's freaking hilarious. Of course.
Most of these tracks I really enjoyed. I didn't like Ain't Nothing New. It wasn't a bad track. I wasn't feeling the beat that much, and I didn't really like Nipsey that much on that track. I really didn't. Critical's dope. Mm-hmm. Critical's dope. Critical was dope. So High was a huge disappointment for me because I feel like Jadakiss is better than that. Like, you make a weed song, and of course you're going to get Wiz Khalifa. I feel like Jada is better than that. Like, that was way too cliche, way too expected, and it's played out at this point. We don't need weed tracks anymore. And if you're going to do it, make it at least interesting. And don't get the super stereotypical weed rapper. It's like Wiz Khalifa or fucking Currency. It's like, we don't need that.
And also, like the beat on that, because you're weak. It was super weak, and you're 100% right. Like, when Styles did We Get High, that's a dope high song.
Right.
Jada has that in him, and even if you would have presented the right track for Wiz, I think Wiz could have added to it, but this was just...
It was just basic. I think there was one more song Cutlass. That was the other song I did not like. But the rest of this... Yeah, man, I thought that this was good. It's not his best project or anything. It's not like the best thing that Jada and or Lox has done, but it was a good album. Do I think that this qualifies someone to say top five Dead or Alive? Not really. I think Jada picked some good beats. He picked beats that he sounds good over. Like, Jada could have went the fucking the grimy route and just got a whole bunch of just dark ass, like Alchemist type, nasty sounding gutter beats, and it would have been great too, but I think the beats that Jada picked, they had appeal, and Jada sounded great over them. I can't think of any beats where I was like, oh, this is a whack beat. Most of this shit, actually, Youthful Offenders, I didn't like either, now that I think about it. I think Jada put out a solid project. It's not amazing. I'm not gonna backflip over it, but it's a solid project. I think Jada did a good job.
Jadakiss, if you're watching, bro, I've definitely been one of your biggest fans for a very long time. He's definitely a consideration for my top five in my own personal list. On this project, I like when you go over the grimy Alchemist type beats. That's prototypical Jadakiss and the Lox. Then you also do these commercial big boomy type beats, and you sound dope on these too. Like, you're OG in the game. They're like, who's to tell you to change what? Like, you've had an established successful career doing exactly what you've wanted to do with your music. I enjoyed this project. I definitely did. I didn't at first, but I definitely did. Continued success, man.
Congratulations on having the number one rap album in the country.
Is it?
It was.
No.
Yeah.
He passed Logic?
He was number one somewhere. I'm pretty sure I saw it.
This first week?
Yeah. Oh. Congratulations on that.
Oh my God.
You're such a dick.
I was searching for what I wanted to say.
It took you too long.
Nah, man, you are an incredibly dope rapper and MC, you know, the whole nine. I just couldn't get with this. People's right, you are an OG, man, you know, and I definitely love hearing you rap, just not over these songs.
I'm glad you was able to, in my opinion, bounce back from a lackluster album from your last album, The Last Kiss. I'm glad you was able to come back. Even though I say I like the first half of the album and a couple of tracks on the second half, but I still think this was a listenable, good project to check out. Can't. Dang. Oh my God. Pretty much good comeback album, I guess. Because it would have been 6-7 years since his last album. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, way to come back strong, man.
You are an absolute legend in the game. I feel like some of the members on this crew are a little bit disrespectful. But yes, beyond congratulations for putting out an album that became number one, congratulations for being 40 years old and still putting out relevant hip-hop music. And thank you for not going the route of a lot of other rappers and trying to be something that you're not. You just put out grimy-ass lyrics over relatively accessible beats, and I think that you did a good job picking beats. I think you did a good job, you know, spitting. The only critique I would have given is pull back on some of these features. We didn't really need that many features on your album, especially the one that you picked. And that's all I can say, man. It's definitely not the best project you've put out, but I think it's a welcomed addition to your catalog. You've been relatively consistent. I'm good with this album, so, and I wouldn't mind hearing another one. Keep doing your thing.